This is Alive with Joseph.
So tonight, let's begin this journey. I'm going to read quite a long verses, 20 verses actually. I know some people might not have read that this week. Let me not say the entire, let me just be humane. They might not have read that this week. But let me help you. Let's read together. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to read up to verse 20. Follow me. I read the NIV translation. Joram, son of Ahab, became king of Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And he reigned 12 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father and mother had done. He got rid of the sacred stone of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them. Now Mesha, king of Moab, raised sheep, and he had to pay the king of Israel a tribute of 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But after Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So at that time, King Joram set out from Samaria and mobilized all Israel. He also sent this message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? I will go with you, he replied. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Verse 8 says, but what route shall we attack? He asked. Through the desert of Edom, he answered. Verse 9, so the king of Israel set out with the king of Judah and the king of Edom. After a roundabout march of 7 days, the army had no more water for themselves or for the animals with them. Wolf exclaimed, the king of Israel, as the Lord called us three kings together only to deliver us into the hands of Moab. But Jehoshaphat asked, is there no prophet of the Lord here through whom we may inquire of the Lord? An officer of the king of Israel answered, Elisha son of Shaphat is here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. Verse 12, Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel, why do you want to involve me? Go to the prophet of your father and the prophets of your mother. No, the king of Israel answered, because it was the Lord who called us three kings together to deliver us into the hands of Moab. You can see the arrogance of this man. Elisha, verse 14, said, as surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not have paid any attention to you. But now bring me a harpist. While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha, and he said, this is what the Lord says, I will fill this valley with pools of water. I will fill this valley with pools of water. The King James will say ditches. I'll fill these ditches with water. For this is what the Lord says, you will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water. You and your cattle and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands. Verse 19, you will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones. Verse 20, the next morning, about this time, for the offering, the sacrifice, about the time for the offering, the sacrifice, there it was, water flowing from the directions of Edom, and the land was filled with water. The Lord bless his word. Amen. The Lord bless his word. Amen. One thing I've come to understand is when God wants to turn a person's life around, he sends them a prophetic word so that he can begin the process of turnaround. Why? Because one word from God changes your life forever. Why? Because God's word is life and it has in it transformative genes. The word of God has in it transformative genes. And I pray for you tonight, under the umbrella of God's word, by the time the service is over, everything about your life will be turned around in the name of Jesus. I say it will be turned around in the name of Jesus. It will be transformed in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that one word you need from the Lord, receive it in the name of Jesus. So tonight we're looking at what I titled, the power of a prophetic word. The power of a prophetic word. In our text where we have read in 2 Kings chapter 3, Three kings were mentioned in this passage. They came together to go fight their enemies. Actually, it wasn't really their enemies. It was the enemy of one of the king. But because they had alliance together, he involved the other two kings to go fight with him. As they embarked on the journey, they moved for 7 days. The Bible said they went round about, marched round about for 7 days. And afterwards, after the 7 days, their water finished. After 7 days, their water finished. I pray for you. May the water of God's word not finish in your life, in the name of Jesus. As you journey through this earth, I decree and I declare, your water will not finish, in the name of Jesus. I say your water will not finish, in the name of Jesus. Understand that the human body is interesting. You can go, science have made it clear to us that you can go 52 days without food, but you cannot go beyond 7 days without water, or else the person would die. So these kings, they were at the brink where they either have water or they die. They either get water or they die. Remember, these are kings, and you can imagine the thousands of entourage that was following them. You can imagine the soldiers. They were going for war, actually. So you can imagine the number of soldiers following them, the number of cattle, the number of donkeys and horses that was following them. So they were not alone. We're not talking about maybe three kings who were embarking on a journey. It is said that on each king's chariot, it is powered by four horses. The chariot of every king is powered by four horses. The general is powered by two horses. So you can imagine the generals in that army. You can imagine all of the soldiers and the number of animals they went with. Now, on their way for 7 days, water finished. I don't know who you are. It looks like the water of God's word has dried up in your life. You are famished. I prophesy right now, let there be an outflow of the water of God into your life in the name of Jesus. I say, let there be an outpouring of Jehovah's water upon you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. And when you also study very well, by each camel doesn't drink water. Does not drink small water. Camels drink about 113 liters of water in 10 minutes. So they were with their camels, and each camel drinks about 113 liters of water in 10 minutes. Here they are. There is no water. Water has finished. They were about to die, and they didn't know what to do. I pray for you. May you not come to where you don't know what to do. In the name of Jesus, may you know what to do by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord your highest praise if you believe it. Now, during the course of it, the Bible recorded that they began to ask themselves, what will happen? Then the king of Israel, who was already a backslider, in verse 10, he turned his face against God and began to curse God. I don't know who you are. You are walking in backsliding state, and you're already cursing God in the midst of your difficulty. I pray for you today. May the mercy of God locate you in the name of Jesus. I say, may the mercy of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, sometimes the big problems that many believers have is their association. Jehoshaphat, he was a man after God's heart. He was a man who chose to relate with God. He was a man who was familiar with God, fellowshipping with God. But this man made a wrong choice by relating with a king who was already a backslider. I pray for you today. May you not make a wrong choice in your relationships in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. May you not make a wrong choice in your relationships in the name of Jesus. Jehoshaphat was a man after God's heart. Here he is relating with Ahab, what is his name again? The king who was a backslider. Relating with the king who was a backslider. Relating with a man who had already left God. A man who has no regard for God. A man who has no respect for God. A man who at the slightest challenge, he will lift his voice and begin to curse God. I pray for you today. Any wrong relationship that has hindered your movement forward, let the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I said, let the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. I said, let the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Give him praise. A man who knows God was relating with a man who was a backslider. What has darkness and light in common? Do not be equally yoked with unbelievers. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. It's an instruction. And listen, friends, instruction delivers you from destruction. When a man follows instruction, when a sister follows instruction, they are delivered from destruction. I pray for you today. Anyone that has defied the instructions of heaven, I prophesy, let the mercy of God bring you out in the name of Jesus. I say, let the mercy of God bring you out in the name of Jesus. I'm not saying that you should not have colleagues who are unbelievers, no. But I'm talking about how do you fraternize to the point where their battle becomes your battle? Hallelujah. You've got to choose your association. Listen, friends, who you see determines who sees you. Who you see determines who you become. Whoever has your ears, I said that yesterday, the principle of proclamation. Whoever has your ears has your heart. And whoever has your heart has your future. You've got to choose your association. You've got to choose who you listen to. You can't sit down in the corridors of gossip and expect to rise up as a giant in life. Wrong association kills. Wrong association takes away joy. It destroys vision. It kills passion. Wrong association takes away your faith. Wrong association denies you access to the things that redemption has made available to you. Therefore, friends, be careful of wrong association in this season. So this man related, got involved with a man who was already a backslider, who never wanted to have anything to do with God. And if it were not for Jehoshaphat, who knew the power of the word of God, while he was busy complaining, he said, is there not a man of God in this place that we can go to? Is there not a man of God? He knew the power of the word of God. If not for him, they would have been destroyed. What experts cannot do, listen to me, friends, one word from God will do it for you. And I prophesy, receive a word from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Jehoshaphat knew that one word from God can change everything. He knew that one word from God can turn around your story. He knew that one word from God can bring you to the place where everything becomes available for your testimony. I pray for you. That word that you have been looking for, receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare the word of the Lord will rest on your family in the name of Jesus. It will rest on your children in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord will rest on your household in the name of Jesus. That prophetic word that will bring your family out of that affliction, let it rest on you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Give the Lord your praise tonight. One word from God, I declare again over you, the word God has given to you, it will bring you out of that dryness in the name of Jesus. I say you are out of a dry season in the name of Jesus. When dry season comes, listen, friends, he doesn't know kings like in this situation. When dry season has no respect for your title. Dry season has no respect for how long you've been a believer. Dry season has no respect for how tall, how short, how big, how small. No. Dry season has no respect for your six pack, no pack. When dry season comes, you better be prepared for it, or else it may be the last you ever get to say anything. Dry season showed up. They were kings. Not just kings. Three kings. But when dry season showed up, it disrespected their title. Dry season knows no boundaries. Even systems fails when dry season comes. If God doesn't be for you in the midst of dry season, you may never come out of it. I prophesy over you, a word from the Lord turns around your dry season in the name of Jesus. I say it changes your life in the name of Jesus. It delivers testimony to you in the name of Jesus. So Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet in the house of God? Is there not a prophet? Is there not a prophet? Is there not a man of God? Because we are not looking for every man, but we are looking for the man who has the word from God. We are not looking for everybody. We are looking for that one that has a word from God. The man who has the delivery package. We are looking for the one that is heaven's courier guy. I pray for you as your amen will thunder. May your delivery get to you in this season. In the name of Jesus. I say, may heaven's courier guy arrive at your doorstep in the name of Jesus. May heaven's FedEx get to you in the name of Jesus. May heaven's express mail get to you in the name of Jesus. He said, we are looking for the main guy, the one who has a word that will bring us out. We're not looking for everybody. Jehoshaphat knew that they are carriers of destiny. So they cannot just die in the wilderness like that. There are sometimes you reach a point in life, you don't know what to do. But remember, friends, that you are a carrier of destiny. And you cannot die a cheap death. That is the time you wait for a word from God. Why? Because a word from God will provoke manifestation of your destiny. So you need to know that every time you're at a crossroad, you need a word from God. They were at a crossroad. They didn't know what to do. What do we do? Instead of cursing like the king of Israel, lift your voice and begin to ask the Lord. Oh Lord, what should I do? Remember David? The Bible said everybody was weeping. They wept until they had no more strength to weep. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. What did he do? He looked for a word from God. He inquired of the Lord. Lord, should I pursue? Will I overtake? And God said, pursue, overtake, recover all. I declare by the word of the Lord tonight, may you recover all in the name of Jesus. Recover your sanity in the name of Jesus. Recover your mental health in the name of Jesus. Recover your peace in the name of Jesus. Recover your health in the name of Jesus. Recover your marriage in the name of Jesus. Recover your business in the name of Jesus. Recover your career in the name of Jesus. That child that is bound in drugs, I prophesy by the word of the Lord tonight, recover that child in the name of Jesus. I say, recover that child in the name of Jesus. That husband that has walked out of the marriage, that wife that has walked out of the marriage, I prophesy by the prophetic word of God, let there be divine recovery in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Said, is there not a man who carries the word? I believe God has given you a word in this. You've been waiting on God the whole day. No sacrifice goes unnoticed in the realms of the spirit. And I prophesy, the word that will distinguish you, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare, everyone who has mocked you, after tonight, they will see your manifestation in the name of Jesus. God will surprise them in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive it. Then he says, you're not a man. And the someone said, there is someone called Elisha. There is Elisha, the one who poured water in the hands of Elijah. There is Elisha. He said, the word of God is with him. Elisha showed up. He was a fearless man. Who had no rest. Your title doesn't move him. He was a man. The only thing that moves him is God. He showed up in the scene. Verse 14, verse 15. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, were you not that I respect the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. Now he was speaking to the king of Israel. He said, were you not that I respect his presence? I will not look at you twice. Nor will I have come to answer this call. But now, bring me a harpist. He said, Jine Moskata. He said, bring me a harpist. Le pato sobredo seteya. He said, bring me a harpist so that he can play. I want to read the NIV translation. The NIV translation says, he says here, and Elisha says, surely as the Lord Almighty lives with myself, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not have paid attention to you. But now bring me a harpist. Why the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha. Listen, I declare over you tonight, under this worship atmosphere, let the hand of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus. I say, let the hand of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, friends. Worship is not something we do in the church to occupy time. Worship is what all that we have come to do. It is the heart of the whole thing. The same way prayer is the heart of the whole thing. We don't do it because we are waiting for the man of God who is a superstar to come and perform. No, no, no. Worship is a time to connect to God. Worship is a time to acknowledge the Almighty Almighty. Worship is a time to declare him the Uyinkosi, the Amakosi. Worship is the time to announce that in the midst of what I'm going to, he is my bridge over many waters. Worship is a time for me to acknowledge he is the monarch of the universe. Worship is a time for me to acknowledge I may not know where else to turn to, but one thing I know, when you stay in his presence, I will have fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Give Jesus your worship tonight. Give Jesus your worship tonight. Is the heart of the whole thing. When it's time for worship in the house of God, my friend, worship. Worship. Don't wait. Don't stay at home and wait until, you know, by this time pastor should be coming to the stage. No, no, no. Worship. Because the whole heart, the heart of the whole thing is worship. It is the purpose of our gathering. Worship is the purpose of our gathering. Because when we do it, we are magnifying the King of Kings. Paul speaking to the Thessalonian church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, NIV translation. He said, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this, giving thanks, this. You want to know the will of God? Give thanks. You want to know the will of God? Give thanks. I see people say, I want to know the will of God. My friend, the will of God for you in Christ Jesus is to give thanks. Now, how many are ready to give Jesus their crazy praise? Now, celebrate him this morning, this evening. Give him thanks this evening. Celebrate him tonight. As they began to worship, as they began to play music and watch, the heavens opened. The hand of the Lord rested on Elisha, and he began to prophesy. I prophesy over someone here tonight. The heavens over your life is open in the name of Jesus. I said the heavens over that business is open in the name of Jesus. The heavens over your family, it is open in the name of Jesus. Enough of that satanic cycle in the name of Jesus. Enough of that lies of darkness that has garaged, held back your family in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise tonight. The heavens opened, and when the heavens open, the earth cannot resist. The earth receives instruction. As they began to worship, Elisha, Hayina Morose, because in the midst or in the place of worship, God speaks to you. In the place of worship, he opens your eyes. In the place of worship, he opens your ears. In the place of, because the place of worship is a place of fellowship, is a place of partnership, is a place of participation. It is koinonia, where the spirit of man enters into an intercourse with the spirit of God. And creation begins to, you know, step aside. Because why? When that moment happens, that is when divinity is able to pregnate humanity in the place of worship. That moment, divinity started pregnanting humanity. Elisha lifted his voice. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of dishes. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, your animals may drink. There's somebody here tonight. I decree and I declare, may your destiny be filled with testimony in the name of Jesus. You have been digging ditches for a long time. You have been busy on a hard work, and people are looking at you. They are laughing at you. But keep on digging, my friends. It won't be long. It won't be long. Your turnaround will happen in the name of Jesus. I say, it won't be long. Your testimony will come in the name of Jesus. Keep digging the ditches. He told them, dig ditches. Keep digging the ditches. Why? Because water is coming. I don't know what this is for. Water is coming. I say, water is coming. Ah, you didn't hear me. I say, water is coming. I say, water is coming. Water is coming to your business. Water is coming to your family. Water is coming to your career. Water is coming to your life. Water is coming to your children. I say, water is coming. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Prophet, I declare, receive abundance of rain in the name of Jesus. Prepare yourself. Rain is coming. Give the Lord your praise. Rain is coming. Is that the reason I'm telling you to dig ditches? Is because water is coming. There must be a place to contain it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. The reason why you must dig ditches is because water is coming. And the kind of water coming, your containers will not contain it. Your 5 liter, 20 liter, 25 liter, 200 liter, 2,000 liter will not contain it. You will require a ditch. So in other words, dig wells. That's what he was telling them. Dig wells. Dig wells, because the water coming, you will require a well to accommodate it. I don't know who this is for, but I came to tell you, dig a well. Water is coming in abundance in the name of Jesus. I say, water is coming in the name of Jesus. Start multiple businesses. Ah, because the resources coming, your one business account cannot carry it. Oh, you didn't hear me. Ayina Morose. It will not carry it. He said to them, not dig a ditch. He said, dig ditches. Because I see water. I see water. I don't know who this is for. I see water. You've been experiencing dry season. Dry season in that business. Dry season in your career. But I came to announce to you, all the way from the presence of God, I see water coming to you in the name of Jesus. Come on, thunder, I come out of a dry season. Thunder, I come out of a dry place. Thunder, I come out of a dry season. Thunder, I come out of a dry place. Thunder, I come out of a dry season. If you believe it, say amen. In your digging days, some people may not understand, but my friend, keep digging. Oh, keep digging. Keep digging. In your digging days, keep digging. People may look at you and they mock you and they say, Grace Revolution. Keep digging. Ah, keep digging ditches. You just keep digging. Keep digging. Keep digging. Ignore the mockery. Ignore the distraction. Ignore the voices. They are not your assignment. The ditches is your assignment. Keep digging. Keep digging. Keep digging. Because friends, when you are digging, nobody likes your digging season. Don't you notice? People become your uncles and your aunties when you succeed. When you are failing, they even call you on a family meeting. Stop answering the surname. Change your name. And when you see me in the mall, you don't know me. But when God starts doing it in your life, everybody knows you. They show up. I'm your uncle from your mother, grandmother. Hey, where are you coming from? Remember me. When you were small, remember me. No, I don't remember you. They want to force a remembrance on you. Tell your neighbor, keep digging ditches. Because in your digging days, people may not understand you. They will even think that God has deserted you. But didn't he say, Matthew 28:20, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. People may think God has has left you because you are in your digging ditches season. But my friend, he makes it clear, he will never leave you till the very end of the age. Some believers reach a place where they think that breakthrough is instant without work. And they don't know, if you need a breakthrough, you've got to do something. If you want a lasting blessing, you've got to wait on the Lord. Why? Because it is God himself who prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Psalm 23 verse 5. Animorose, because when God is preparing, he is not in a hurry. If you want a big meal, you wait for it. If you want KFC, then you drive through. But if you want real meal, five-star meal, you want real meal, you want luxury meal, you want the proper cuisine, you wait for it. You've been waiting, and you've been waiting. And those who have KFC destiny, they keep passing with their streetwise two destiny. And you're wondering, is this all that is to my life? Can't you see? But you've been waiting. You forget that you are in a fine dining. You are in a fine dining. They even want to give you palate cleanser so that when the real meal comes, you will be able to enjoy it. Ah, porosity, I prophesy, you will be alive to enjoy what God has given in the name of Jesus. I say, when it arrives, it will announce itself in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Elisha told them, dig the ditches. They began to dig. I can imagine their arms were aching them. They kept digging. Shoulders were painful. They kept on digging. Their task was becoming rigorous. They kept on digging. It was becoming unbearable. They kept on digging. Their hands were bleeding. They kept on digging. Why? Because they knew a word from God has gone forth. If God said it, I believe it. Because so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return back to me void. It will accomplish and achieve the purpose for which it was sent out for. My friend, there is a purpose for every word God has sent into your life. And I declare it will accomplish it in the name of Jesus. I say it will accomplish it in the name of Jesus. Every word from God has no return policy. It has no return policy. You can't return it because it will not return void. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, as we are quoted. Peloshkata. A word was given to you some time ago, and it looks like it's not coming to pass. And you've been asking God, when? When? When will you rescue this boy? When will you deliver this girl? God, when? Keep digging ditches. It won't be long. I don't know who this is for. I say it won't be long. Water will fill it up in the name of Jesus. You've been digging in the same position for a long time. You've been digging ditches. The ground has become hard. It is taking a lot of amount of effort. I've taken a lot of amount of time. You've been forced to praise God even when you feel you have nothing to praise God about. Pastor Aubrey tells you, lift your hands and give God praise. He is dancing. And you're like, well, you can dance like that because everything is good and rosy for you. But you also forget, the same Pastor Aubrey, things may not be going well for him as well. But he understands, in the presence of God, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy in the presence of God. So when he tells you to lift your hands, not because he is enjoying life, he may also be digging his ditches. But he understands. Ayika Peloshete. He understands that this God I'm lifting my hands to, he will never allow my hands to come down in shame. I don't know who you are. Your hands will not come down in shame in the name of Jesus. Your hands will be lifted in victory in the name of Jesus. Your hands will be lifted in victory in the name of Jesus. They kept praising. They kept digging. You're forced to praise even when you feel you have nothing to praise God about. You're forced to wake up at 5 a.m. to pray even when you're not seeing any results. You're forced to study scriptures, forced to go to church, forced to serve in the house of God. My friend, I came to tell you, keep digging the ditch. Keep digging it. It will not be long. I don't know who it is. I declare again, water is coming to you in the name of Jesus. I say, a water is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Those who saw your days of pain, I came to declare, they will follow you to your Thanksgiving service in the name of Jesus. They will accompany you to your celebration service in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I receive it. The devil is busy preaching to you, saying to you, it is over. I came to declare, it is not over. Ayana, it is not over. Listen, it is not over. Thunder, it is not over. It's not over. The devil preaching, saying it's over. No, the vision is not dead. The dream is not over. Oh, my friend. Oh, the devil tells you, can't you see your age? You're getting old at your age. Nothing will happen. My friend, when God caused Sarah to conceive, I've said it to you before, it is not because God wants to be showing us that women in their old age should be carrying babies. God is simply telling you that there are things that he will force you to deliver. Even when the time, the biological clock, or the time, the calendar time has passed, there are visions you would deliver. Even when, according to human calculation, they say it's over. They tell you, can't you see your age? It's too late for you. The prophecy is too late. It has stayed longer than necessary. It can no longer come to pass. I declare the devil is a liar. No. Let me use my right word. The devil is a bastard. Someone around you is telling you, you know, the testimony can no longer come. God has left you. They tell you, you've been waiting for long. Can't you see? Nothing is changing. Instead, it's getting worse. But listen, friends, a word from the Lord has gone forth. He has said to us, this week alone, he has said to us, we are blossoming. Then he comes to us on Tuesday and tells us twice over. And he comes to us today and says only his verdict will stand. So the word has gone for, oh, when we enter this one, he says to us, it's our month of grace, it's our month of ease. The word of the Lord has gone forth. And I declare it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. I say you may be in the worst dry season of your life. I prophesy God's word will surprise you in the name of Jesus. He will give you a testimony in the name of Jesus. He will give you a testimony in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. His word has gone forth. His word has gone forth. His word has gone forth. God has spoken to us this year. He has spoken to us. He's our year of light. He that walks in the light will have no occasion for stumbling. Oh, house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. It's a year of light. It's a year of light. He has spoken to us that you are going to receive over and above. Hold on to it. Nudge your neighbor, tell them, hold on to the word of God. Nudge them and say, hold on to the word of God. So what do you do when you face the Red Sea? Do you run away? No, keep going. Because the glory of the word on your life will pass the sea. Why? Because every word God gave to us or gives to us will always come to pass. Why? His spirit backs the word. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. The man of God told them, dig the ditches. There were people, I believe, on that day who were not sure of the word from God. So they didn't even dig anything. They didn't dig anything. The doubting Thomases. Those in the clan of Thomas. Those in the tribe of Thomas. The word came. Let me use a word like the West Africans. Oga. We said to you, we are thirsty. We have no water. We are tired. And you are telling us to dig. Dig what? Dig what? I'm sure they say, I'm not digging anything. I'm hungry. I need me 80. I'm hungry. I'm not digging anything. So they stepped aside, walked away. The same way it happens in the house of God. When the prophetic word goes out, those in the tribe who belong to the tribe of Thomas, they look at the word. Another one again. Another one again. By their laughing, you know that they are mocking the word that has gone forth. You keep quiet. Because you shall have whatever you say. And there were those who started digging and they were tired, the tired people. And they began to speak to each other. When in their tiredness, I don't even know. This man of God, I don't even know why he's even asking us to dig. Kabelo, I'm tired though. Are you not tired? You know, there are those who want to recruit you into their own belief. They say, Mama, do you believe? Me, I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't know about you. You also look like you're tired like me. No. I'm not tired. Don't stop recruiting me. No. I'm not tired. I will believe God. I'll keep believing God. You may be tired. I'm not. We don't have the same destiny. No. We are not going the same direction. We all may be going to Johannesburg, but we are not going to the same address. Stop recruiting me. If you're tired, rest and continue again. But make sure you keep quiet. So they could say, you know, this man of God, me, I'm tired though. Are you not? So say, even me, I'm tired. You see now. So I'm not the only one. They recruited them. And they say, you know, I'm not even this pastor even. Can you see Elisha? Look at his head. This bald-headed man. He doesn't even have swag. And he's telling us to dig ditches. I'm tired. And those who are tired, stop digging. And there are those who are digging as if they are playing. I've mentioned three now. This is the third one. Those who are digging as if they are playing. They dig small. They go and play. They come to church today. They disappear. The next time they rock up in the house of God is when they feel like. Maybe they are just passing through the streets. At their service, they park their car, they enter. So there are those who, they dig, they go and play. After playing, they come back again. By the time they are coming back, debts have covered what they have already dug. So they start all over again. No consistency. They join me for morning prayer. Morning prayer. They join me. 1 week, they join me. They say, This week. This is the week. They join me. They're commenting, amen. Then there is Freedom Day celebration. They say, we're taking break. So they go on a wall. Then there's 7 days, mid-year prayer. They return back again. By the time they come back, the ditch they have dug, death has covered it. They start all over. As a third set of people. Then there is those who were digging. They ignored distraction. They kept digging. Others were chit-chatting. They kept digging. Others were roaming around playing. They kept digging. Morning prayers, they wake up in their houses, they pray. And after praying, pastor says, step out in faith. They step out in faith. They may go and come back that day. Nothing happens. But the next day, they still show up again. Because the victory is in the showing up. They show up again. They say, devil, the champion is back. They kept digging. Do you know why God says you should dig ditches? Because God needs a landing place. He needs a place to land the miracle. He needs a place to land the favor. So you are going to determine the size of your breakthrough by the ditch you are digging. He told them, dig the ditches. Hear this, friends. Where they were, let me tell you where they were. They were in a desert. So it was a hard ground. It was a dry ground. The more they dug, the more their hands were bleeding. Some of them were probably saying, what is this? As I said, why am I going through this? But they were weeping and they were digging. Ah, because friends, stopping is not an option. I may weep, I keep digging. The Bible said, he that weeps bearing precious seed. Say, would doubtless return back. So you are weeping, but you're digging. Because there's nothing wrong in weeping. There's everything wrong in stop digging. So they were weeping. God, I believe you. They were digging. I know one day you will come through for me. But I will not complain. I will keep celebrating. Because faithful is he who has promised. Has he said it, will he not do it? Has he spoken, will he not make it good? For he is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. When God speaks, he backs it up. God, I'll keep digging. He kept digging. He kept digging. They kept digging. They kept digging. Their hands were bleeding. They kept digging. They kept digging. Why am I going through this? They kept digging. Onlookers would have been passing by and asked them, what are you doing to yourself? Will you stop? Please stop. You know, the same way some of you, you started the morning prayers in your house. Some have discouraged you. Please stop. It's not working. What, you know, some will have said to them, I don't know what you're doing, but can you just stop? This thing looks like it's not working. They said, no. The instruction is keep digging ditches. It may look like it's not working now, but if God have said I should dig, I will keep digging. So they kept digging. Why? Because there is a set time. There is a set time. There is a set time. And also, the digging ditches is a setup. God is getting ready to do something in your life. And I prophesy over you tonight, that which the Lord has prepared to do, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hear this, friends. Every time you are about to enter into a season of breakthrough, it will look like you are breaking down. Why? Listen. Do you know that with an aeroplane, when an aeroplane is about to land, that is when it experiences sometimes the most vigorous shaking. Because when it starts descending, it experiences the most vigorous shaking. Some people who don't know about it, they get afraid. But the pilot is not afraid. That is why they will say, cabin crew, prepare the aircraft for landing. Prepare for landing. You go and see them, they strap off them of themselves. Because even when the thing arrives, they will tell you, be careful with the overhead compartment, because when we landed, by the force of the landing, things have moved. But the good news is, we have landed. My friend, the shaking you have been experiencing in recent time is because you are about to land. I declare you will land safely in the name of Jesus. I say you will land safely in the name of Jesus. You shall land safely in the name of Jesus. You shall land safely in the name of Jesus. I close somewhere here. The Bible said they kept digging. You've been digging and digging. Some of you, you've dug a very big ditch. And you're saying, okay, where is the water? The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 7 to 9. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And that its tender roots, tender shoots will not cease. Though its roots may grow old in the earth, and a storm may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, hear what I'm about to say here, it will bud, bring forth branches like a plant. The tree dead completely. The tree was finished. The tree was very dry. The roots underneath was dry. The roots did not see water. No, it only smelled water. The roots did not see water. It only smelled water. And the Bible said, when it smelled the water, by the perceiving of the water, the tree jacked up back to life. So water is coming. No. It's time. I'm going to grow again. I am going to grow again. I'm smelling water. I'm going. Water has not arrived. Only the scent of water, the tree came back to life. I don't know who this is for. I decree and I declare, you've hung around the smell of the power of God. I prophesy, you are back to life in the name of Jesus. Come back in a big way in the name of Jesus. Come back with a testimony in the name of Jesus. At the smell of water, the tree smelled water. Whoosh! The branches, the roots began to respond. He began to grow again. I don't know what this is for. I decree and I declare, the smell of heaven's water is around your destiny. And I prophesy, receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Ah, I don't know what this is for. I smell a turnaround around you in the name of Jesus. I smell your testimony in the name of Jesus. I don't know who this is for. I smell your lifting in the name of Jesus. Over here, I smell your restoration in the name of Jesus. Over here, I smell your next breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I smell the healing of your body in the name of Jesus. I smell the restoration of your marriage in the name of Jesus. I smell the lifting of your children in the name of Jesus. I smell your next level in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Ah, thus saith the Lord, the famine is over in the name of Jesus. Your battle is over in the name of Jesus. Your troubles are over in the name of Jesus. Nudge your neighbor, tell them, I smell it. Hey! At the smell of water. At the smell of water. At the smell of water. I can see the waters gathering. There is a shift in the atmosphere. Change has come to your life. I smell your joy. I smell your congratulations. I smell your celebration. I smell your delivered. Ah, I smell your peace. I smell your revival. In the name of Jesus. The devil has fought you so hard, but your testimony has arrived. Your season has changed. I say your season has changed. You may not feel anything around you. I declare tonight the water has come in the name of Jesus. I said the water has come in the name of Jesus. I said the water has come in the name of Jesus. The Lord gave them the word. They dug until their hands bled. And the Bible said, in verse 20, as we pray, put verse 20 for me. The next morning, they return back to digging again. But they start with sacrifice, as it is their tradition. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering, the next morning, about that time, thank you, that's what I'm looking for, thank you. About the time for offering the sacrifice. That morning they came to morning prayers. Just like every other day. They carried the morning sacrifice. There it was. As they were offering the sacrifice to God. The Bible said water began to flow from the direction of Edom. As they began to worship. They still took their offering again to God in the middle of the desert. With the pain, they took their morning sacrifice, aka morning prayer, aka praise and worship, aka offering. And they kept worshiping. They kept worshiping. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my mouth. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. But he has made me glad. They returned again. They entered his gates with thanksgiving. They came into his courts with praises. They entered again. They came morning prayers. They kept rejoicing. They lifted their voice. Riahule buha. Riahule buha. Riahule buah modimo wa Rona. They lifted their voice. As they were worshiping, water started coming. When you have a word from God, your worship provokes manifestation. As they began to worship, the winds began to gather the waters. Before they finished the morning sacrifice, there was a mighty water coming. It began to fill their ditches. Hear me? Those who didn't dig any ditch, there was nothing for the water to fill. Those who were playing, when the water arrived, the ditch, the dog, the water, it had been covered by debris. The water couldn't enter. Those who dug small because they were tired, small water entered. But those who dug big ditches, because this time around, the water is not going to come to you based on God. It is coming to you based on the ditches you have dug. Water filled up the ditches. Water filled up the ditches. I prophesy over you, your water has arrived in the name of Jesus. I say your water has arrived in the name of Jesus. Your ditches are filled with testimonies in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet and give Jesus your praise tonight. Your ditches are filled with testimonies in the name of Jesus. As the water came, whatever ditch you have dug, that's what the water will fill. What have you been digging? Have you been digging ditches, waiting for the day of manifestation? Or did you abandon the ditch you have been digging because you were discouraged? Because things have not really happened the way you expected it to happen. You left digging. But I came to try to speak over you tonight that by the mercy of God, the verdict of the Lord over you is this: let there be rain upon your life in the name of Jesus. No matter the ditch you have dug, by the mercy of God, your life is filled with water that will be more than enough for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Celebrate Him tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.